After the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to the three Fatima children, groups of people would often go to Fatima and intercept the children and ask them all sorts of questions. And this happened on one occasion. There was a large group that pinned them in, and Francisco, who was probably about 9 at the time, he was slowly shifting his way out of the crowd, trying to get out of the way and slip away, as would be typical of him, while the girls were getting questioned. And this woman came with her son, and she couldn't get through the crowd to get to the girls, but she saw Francisco making his escape. And she knelt down in front of him and asked him to pray for her husband. Her husband was very sick. It was life-threatening. And she said, "Pray that my husband recovers and that he doesn't get drafted into the war." And Francisco said to her, "Will you pray a rosary with me right now?" And she said, "Yeah." So he took off his hat. The two of them knelt down with her son. They started to pray a rosary. The rest of the crowd that was interrogating the girls, one by one, they started noticing that these other people were praying the rosary. And pretty soon, the entire group was praying the rosary together. They then said another rosary as they processed to the site where Mary appeared. And they prayed a third rosary at the site of the apparition. So a few weeks later, the woman returned with her son and her husband, who had been healed because of those prayers. He had been miraculously healed, and she returned multiple times throughout the years to give thanks to Our Lady for hearing and answering their prayers. And I think that's a powerful example of what our Lord says in today's gospel. He says, "If two of you agree about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my Heavenly Father." You know, prayer as individuals is important, and we all need to have an individual relationship with our Lord. But he promises special efficacy in prayer when people are praying together. Now, if we look at the context of today's gospel, it's not talking about just any people. Specifically, Christ is addressing the apostles in today's gospel. So he's giving them a procedure for fraternal correction within the church. And then he says, "Where two or three of you are gathered in my name." So he's talking about the apostles or their successors, the bishops. And so he's saying that there's a special power when we pray together as a church in union with the bishops. And by extension, there's a special power when we pray together as individuals. You know, there's a lot of occasions as a priest where, you know, someone brings some issue to me, and I'll promise I'll pray for you. But at a certain point, I thought to myself, why do I keep doing that? Why don't I just pray with the person right then and there? You know, sometimes it's someone who might have lost a loved one and is grieving for that person. Or it might be someone who just recently experienced a negative medical diagnosis. And it's so powerful right then and there to pray with the person. You know, sometimes you can almost feel the power of grace when you're praying together in those moments. One of the things we can reflect upon in this light is the power of family prayer, when families pray together. You know, and there's probably a lot of families that may not pray together at all, or maybe they just pray together before meals, which is good. But, you know, when we think about a lot of the day-to-day issues that our families face, you know, a lot of times there's friction. You know, maybe people arguing about chores, who's supposed to do what, or who didn't do what they were supposed to do. You know, parents, you know, yelling at their children to get their homework done, and children resentful that their parents are yelling at them or nagging them to do their homework. You know, there's so many different tensions that can come up in our family life, and often those things can build up. But what prayer does is it unites a family together in something higher, in something deeper. You know, prayer is not just the words that we say, but it's also an expression of our most deeply held faith. And so when a family comes together to pray, you know, imagine a family that's facing some sort of tension or difficulties, and they come together and simply pray one Our Father with devotion. You know, if we think about the first line of the Our Father, you know, we say Our Father, you know, that indicates that together, through our baptism, we're brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. If we all have the same Father, that means we're united together spiritually as brothers and sisters. And that our Father in heaven has adopted us into his family and we're his children. And we say, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." We give honor and glory to his name, which means we're honoring and glorifying him. Imagine how powerful that is for a family that might be facing some friction or some tensions to come together and profess that one line. You know how that'll put everything in perspective, that we are held together as a family by something far deeper and far more profound and important. You know, that's the power of prayer, and there's grace that flows from that. And so there's incredible power when a family prays together. It unites us together in a higher purpose, and it elevates our family life beyond just a group of people that are biologically related or living together to recognize that we're united together in Jesus Christ. And so there's the saying, a family that prays together stays together. There's real truth to that. And if we take it one step further, you know, the church is our spiritual family. You know, when we come together, think about how pleasing it is in God's eyes when people come together, in this case, from all corners of Champaign County, coming together here to unite together in prayer. Think about how powerful that is and how pleasing that is in God's eyes. You know, I know that the past couple months have been very challenging with the consolidation of the Mass schedule. But I've really been edified about how our community has come together. And what we see now, I think, is a movement of the Holy Spirit. You know, we have people from four different churches across our county who have come together, who right here are united together, expressing the reality that we're one family in Jesus Christ. And we're praying together in union with Jesus Christ in the sacrifice of the Mass. And for me as the pastor, it is beautiful to see that for the first time since I've never been able to, you know, get to all four of the churches, you know, in the same weekend, to be able to have all of our people together in one place in prayer. That's something that's powerful, and it's beautiful to see. And it's beautiful for us to be a part of that. And Christ says, "Where two or three are gathered, there am I in the midst of them," as he talks to his apostles. You know, one other thing I was reflecting upon in that light is, you know, our bishops. You know, we have 10 bishops, not just two or three, but 10 in the state of Ohio, who have encouraged us to come together with thousands and thousands of Catholics across the state of Ohio to pray a 54-day Rosary Novena, starting on September 15th. For the election in November, specifically that this abortion amendment is rejected by voters. You know, if two or three of the apostles or bishops have power, imagine 10 bishops of Ohio united with all of us praying a 54-day Rosary Novena. And how important that is to protect the sanctity of human life, and how many lives will be saved if this amendment is rejected. And so this is a perfect opportunity for us to put into action what Jesus Christ is telling us in today's gospel, to unite with our bishops and the church throughout the entire state of Ohio in defense of the sanctity of the most innocent and most vulnerable among us. And so as we reflect upon today's gospel, I encourage us to reflect upon the power of prayer, in particular when we pray together. Our Lord hears those prayers, and no prayer is ever unanswered. And there's power in prayer within our families, and especially within our spiritual family, the church, as we join our minds and our hearts together right now, united to the prayer of Jesus Christ. And we give our hearts and our souls in adoration and love to the Holy Trinity.